Ladies and gentlemen,
you are now listening to the Modern Crowd Podcast, the podcast with Hoop Dreams.
Check it out. Yeah.
With your host, Kev, always been a Don.
Here we go.
Yo, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Kev, always been a Don. And of course, this is the Modern Crowd Podcast with Hoop Dreams. What's up, everybody? You know what I'm saying? We back with another episode, man. I got my boy Rudolph that's on here again. What's up, Rudolph?
Hey, Wagwan, talk up fit. I should probably say talk up fit. I'm Haitian. I'm not Jamaican, but what's up, man?
This man talking.
How y'all living?
This man talking whole new languages, man. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy.
All Caribbean.
But you know, with this episode, man, I thought to change it up. So I'm going to just change it up a little bit, man. Put a little soundboard into it. But yeah, man.
Oh my. We've evolved. And I do enjoy the ratchetry.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell
Praise
you.
Praise God.
But we got a new member that's part of the Modern Crowd right now, man. And she's sitting right next by us. A very hardworking woman, man. And I'm talking about she's always been around, always working, always putting on. So we had to have her join the Modern Crowd. We got my girl Nat. What's up, Nat?
Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody? Thanks for welcoming me. I appreciate it.
Oh, now for sure. So, you know, how's y'all day been today, man? Today I went to a career day. You know what I'm saying? I saw a lot of kids today. It's pretty interesting. You know what I'm saying? Going back in school and seeing what it's like.
Yes, sir. Kev for the people.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes.
Yo.
But what y'all do today?
I'm waiting. Oh, as for myself, I had work today, working from 9 to 6. Just finished a few hours just about an hour ago, and now we're ready to go. Ready to get this thing going, man.
Oh, for sure. How about you, Nat?
Well, you know, recently unemployed, so not too much. You know, not as much as you two, but got some, you know, film work done. But other than that, I was chilling today.
Shoot, I think everybody's been there before. You know what I'm saying? I've definitely seen unemployment, and it's not fun sometimes. but you got to think about it, too. It definitely gives you the freedom, you know what I'm saying? You get a lot of freedom in that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out the unemployment checks.
I got a question.
What's up?
Yeah, I was about to ask you, Nat, what happened? Did you say, like, goodbye to that company, or were you like, I don't know if this is for me? What happened, Nat?
They actually laid us all off. We got it was about 100 of us on a Zoom call, and they just was like,
oh, it was like that?
It was like, hey, tell everybody that's working to stop their shifts, and y'all be blessed.
God damn, that shit's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's never happened to me before, so I ain't know how to move. But like you said, it did free up my time, so it's definitely redirected me to the right place, because I was spending too much time about some shit I ain't care about.
Nah, I feel you. Feel you on that.
Yeah, you did. You cursed early. I was like, can you curse?
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit, you this know. Is Modern Crowd. This is what we do now. You know what I'm saying? We cussing.
Yo, hey, Matt. Hey, Nat, that's just God redirecting you, bro. So just be grateful for it. You're about to step into a beautiful season in your life, and things just coming together.
Yeah, right, you're good. Received. Thank you for that.
For sure. But now, so man, let's go ahead and get into these topics, man. The first thing that I want to get into, man, you know, is getting into the weekend, and then next week is spring break. Apparently, for some people, might not be. Some people that work never seen a spring break, but it's spring break for a lot of people. We're in Atlanta. A lot of people coming here for vacation. But, you know, one thing that I like to do is I like to, you know, read articles and watch YouTube and be on WorldStar. But I read an article about spring break in Miami. They're actually having the mayor, I guess he's the mayor there or something of that nature. And he's trying to ban spring break out there in Miami. The crazy thing about that is I was reading a post that somebody posted on Instagram, and for some reason they thought because they were trying to ban spring break, it was apparently towards black people. Yeah, I thought it was really weird because they said guns and all types of other stuff or whatever. And
I'm like,
I don't get that. I don't get that. But spring break is pretty wild, though. Spring
break is wild. I think it's because it's Florida, though.
I get
so
it.
Anything Florida is just it's anti-black kind of vibe.
Look, yeah, I feel that.
That's true. Now, I thought you were going somewhere else with that, Nat. I apologize. That's because he said it's Florida. I was about to say, spring break is wild everywhere. Bahamas, Mexico. I was about to say Miami, but that's in Florida. But, spring break is always wild, and it upsets me that they said since there's guns and violence, it's automatically related to being racist. It's like, no. Spring break is wild, no matter the race. I've been to one of the whitest spring breaks I've ever been in my life, and I was like, yo, y'all are wild, bro.
You like, made it out of that. That's like a scary movie.
Word,
I'm
for
telling
sure.
you, I'm telling you, it was wild. But I did see a quote as well from what you're saying, Kev. The mayor said, we haven't asked for spring break in our city. And said, we don't want spring break in our city. It's too rowdy, brings too much disorder. It's simply too difficult to police. And I do know there's a lot of kind of like anti-police sentiment in the Black community, and that's just real because, you know, we targeted out here. Right. And so maybe that's what they meant by it. Maybe that's the route they were taking about it, because they're saying it's too difficult to police, and Florida is racist, like you mentioned earlier, Nat. So
right.
maybe that's kind of where they were going with it.
I think it's more of a reach. I think it's a hell of a reach, by the way. Like you said, I've been to a few spring breaks in my college days, whatever. Shit was crazy. I mean, everybody intermingled. It was like a lot of different races on the beach and stuff like that. I mean, everybody's fucking wilding. But I think it's a huge fucking reach to say, oh, they're all targeting Black folks. Now, don't get me wrong, spring break is one of the wildest times ever. Outside of, I think, out of everything I did in college, I think spring break was like, yeah, definitely 100% the worst. Homecoming was nowhere near where spring break was, but
nowhere near, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it was a hell of a reach, but yeah, now spring break, I've seen some wild ass shit, man. One of the biggest things is folks fighting on the beach. You know what I'm saying? And I honestly, if I really, really think about it now, like, I kind of agree. Like, you know, some spring break, the way that people, I guess younger people actually party and stuff like that, I think in our generation, we did it to have fun. I mean, you had fights and stuff like that, but we weren't fighting to kill. Now it's just like, motherfuckers just trying to shoot now. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even trying to fight. Like, the moment you get angry, they just shooting for no fucking reason, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of agree.
All the fights are public now. Right. Like, there's no private fight. There's no private crazy event. There's no private any of that. Everything is public. And so people are not going to lose and get put on World Star and have their face on World Star for the rest of their lives. So like, I might as well just murder because one thing I'm not going to do is lose. And so, yeah, so spring break is not private. No conflict is private anymore.
And that's real. That's real. I think I heard somebody mention one time, they said that, what people should make a rule about is if you see a fight happen and you pull your phone out and record, you have to actually fight the winner. like, you know what I'm saying? Because you're recording. I think that's probably the lamest thing in the world anyway. Like, anybody that just watches a fight and just automatically record it, like, you are lame as hell. Like, I don't care who you are. I think that's the lamest thing in the world, because if two men are battling it out, or, you know, over a fight, whatever, just let them battle it out and who lose. Because like you said, you this fight might happen, and then next thing you know, you post on World Star, and then boom, it's a whole case that happens, because, like, you know someone got the eye socket knocked out, or, you know, anything could have happened, bro. And you putting all the evidence right there, and you're the guy with the phone. Like, that should be lame as hell to me. But whatever. That's this generation now. World Star, you fucked it up, but again, you're my vice, so I gotta watch it sometimes. I gotta watch it.
Man, it's not
like a love-hate relationship, brother.
Wow, that's like a World Star. Is not, to me, it ain't been the same since Q died. So
yeah, for sure. Like, it's crazy. I'm the guy. I will admit, some people won't admit, like, you hate something, but you still watch it. That's me. Like, I hate World Star for what it is, but it's like, damn, sometimes I can't help but watch that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, though.
Man, they used to have fight comps.
They started the fight comps for real. Like, that's, yeah.
Yeah, we used to, like, me and my homies back in college, we literally used to watch the fight comps, like, every Friday. Like, we waited every Friday just to watch the fight comps. And then you had it was like fight comps and music videos. You know what I'm saying? Now it's switched up, and now it's like all this crazy shit that you can see on there. I think last time me and Rudolph was on, when I showed him on World Star, which was crazy as fuck, it was like a shootout that happened on that shit. Oof. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was like, bro, I didn't want to watch this, but it was just like the title of the video, and it's on World Star, so I know it's just super raw. I was like, I gotta show them this shit. You know what I'm saying? So
can I ask you something controversial a little bit?
What's that?
On what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
So watching the fight comps versus watching the fight and recording in person, like, what's the biggest
difference is because when we watched the fight comps, it kind of was like the fights were actually broken up when they got too far.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
There weren't no kicks in the face, or I'm trying to, he killing him, and nobody's stopping. Now, when you watch like fight videos now, it's like folks are the first thing they're doing, they're fighting, and as soon as a person hits the ground, the first thing they're doing is swinging their feet right in that person's face.
Yeah,
or, I hate that. Or when they already knocked out, they still swinging, and nobody's trying to stop it. That's what's kind of controversial about people with the phone, because they're just still watching. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see this man about to kill this person, you still watching it. Like, damn, he killing him. I don't post this to the internet. Compared to these two people are fighting on spring break, and the dude got knocked out, and then people are helping him up. Like, hey, get him some water. Woo, woo. You know, make sure he's still straight. You know what I'm saying? It's a huge difference. Like. Mm. The generational gap is so different, bro. Like, everybody's trying to catch a body. Like,
yeah,
everybody's trying to catch a body. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, because shooting's glorified. Sorry, my bad. I'm sorry.
No, say what you're going to say now, bro, because I think I was going to say something similar to what you're
going to
say.
Well, like, shooting to me right now is more glorified. Like, even rappers will rap about how they not going to fight and they going to shoot. Like, that's just...
Bro, I was going to say now, you know how many times I've heard in lyrics where the song starts off, We don't fight, we shoot. And I'm like,
like,
bro, I don't respect that.
Not at all. Yeah,
I don't respect it at all.
But. So you just told me you can't fight.
Right.
So the past couple weeks, I've seen a couple of things. There was one that this lady was on Facebook Live arguing with her husband or her boyfriend. I'm not sure if it was husband or boyfriend. And she kept saying, like, crime scene alert type. And she had a gun with her. And she shot him, but she didn't mean to. But it was on Facebook Live.
And so, crazy,
like, there's this thing is I don't think people, again, there's like this extreme pride and ego that goes into having yourself recorded, having yourself on public record. It's like, are you going to do it? Like, if you're going to show everything, you actually going to do it, right? Through what you're talking about, you know? And so people did it. Another rapper I saw, I think it was a couple of days ago, took a picture where he shot somebody who was trying to rob his house, and he got killed an hour later.
Yeah, you know, he was on a Vlad yesterday. He had a Vlad interview.
He was on Vlad yesterday. Yo,
if y'all haven't checked it out, that's like the news story on social media right now. But if you don't know Nat, it was a rapper who basically had killed somebody in self defense. Then he like took a picture of it, like the crime scene of where the guys, it was blood all over the place and like bullet holes everywhere. He's taking Instagram pictures and posting it. Went on Vlad and was like told the story, and then was like, Vlad kept asking the guy, like, you gonna move out the city because of the situation? He's like, nah, man, I'm straight. You know, it is what it is. They coming for blood. I'm with the smoke. I ain't no bitch. Da 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 da. Yo, hours later after making that post about, you know, of him, you know, the crime scene where this apartment and shit like that, he got shot. He died. They came and got him.
He's
dead, bro.
Yeah.
He dead as fuck.
It's crazy, B. I said, but see, folks be glorifying they catch bodies, and the next thing you know, they try to, rest in peace to that dude. But yeah, bro, like, if you doing stuff like that, first and foremost, if I catch a body, I'm not about to stay in the same area I catch the body at, because now I have created enemies, bro, that are going to come back.
Right. And then, nor am I talking about the body I caught. Like, I'm not talking about that, bro. If it happened in self-defense, hey, look, it's done.
That's why it had to be what it was. I get disappointed in Vlad on that. Like, it's definitely partially his fault. He shouldn't entertain that, bro. Like,
no.
Don't come on a pod and trying to talk all that, bro. We not with that. I always want to get other people's perspective on this, too. Like, what, like, so... One thing that be bothering me is like, especially in Atlanta, man, like all of us are creatives in our own creative ways and stuff of that nature. And I talk to a lot of people, and it's like you go to these networking events and stuff like that. You talk to people and they always tell you about how they know somebody so famous or know this person that, you know, or whatever, and can do this, this and this. And it's like, all right, cool. Like, shit, I'm gonna call you on what you got going on. And it'd be all cap. Like, they either avoid you, they be like, oh man, I'm busy, da da da, woo woo. And it's like, bro, the biggest thing that I hate with being a creative is like finding fake creatives because they want to be cool. Like, it's cool to say you're a creative now, you know what I'm saying? Like, it used to be cool to say you were a nerd. And it's like some people have never watched Marvel a day in their life, you know what I'm saying? Or read a comic, but they want to say they're a nerd because that's the coolest thing. Like, I think that's the new thing now. It's like, fake creatives, bro. Like, we gotta stop the fake creatives. Like, what are y'all perspectives on that, man? I hate it. I hate it for sure.
My personal perspective on it, I think I read a book called Good to Great, and there's this thing called the flywheel effect, and it's the small steps that people take over and over and over again with any sort of company that you know that's made it big, or any person, and each of those steps count as something, right? And that builds up to what you have in terms of your creative portfolio. I think that a lot of people are kind of skipping the flywheel effect and going straight to like the marketing schemes and trying to make themselves seem bigger than they are. They're essentially doing like the Marvel marketing without the Marvel work. And so, like, if you think, like, I'm just bringing Marvel up because you said it earlier, but like, you think about the crazy amount of fandom that Marvel had during Infinity War and Endgame. Like, those two movies broke records, all kinds of records. But a lot of people don't realize that it started with an Iron Man movie that they didn't really fully know how it was going to go yet. And each and every, like, step and backdoor thing they were showing, goose eggs, the word I'm looking for, credit scenes, all those things built it up to what it was. And then that big hoorah happened, like the true love's kiss at the end of Endgame happened, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, what a great series. It took 10 years to make, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we overlook that often. I think a lot of creatives, as I've kind of just observed, overlook that, and they're trying to make Endgame as like the first movie. They're trying to make that big hoorah like their first thing. It's like, look, I'm doing this, this, and this, this, and this. This is me. And it's like, yeah, but like, where's your flywheel? Where's the tiny steps you took along the way to take you to that? And if it's not there, then it's House of Cards. It's fake. It's just, you know what I mean?
No, that's real. That's real. What you think, Nat?
No, I mean, I agree. I think authenticity is very hard to find these days in a lot of artists. And then, like you said, people are bandwagoning things. And being somebody that's a nerd, not necessarily a Marvel nerd, but right. a nerd, you know, somebody grew up a little bit awkward and, you know, just right. not cool with everything. It's a little offensive sometimes to just see people perpetrating a certain lifestyle because, like you said, it's cool. You know, like even like a, and I don't really know him like that as far as his music. He's adorable to me though, Lil Uzi.
Right.
And he does all these little awkward things. And, you know, I read people saying that that's not real. And I'm like, that's so weird to right. be doing all these things if they not real. So, it would be refreshing to see artists kind of go back to where they want to be individuals. I think right. that's something I miss. But yeah, whatever's going to be hot right now is what people are chasing. They're chasing popularity over right. everything.
Yeah, it really kills me because it's just like, man, at this point, like, I think a lot of people too, like even in the podcast game, like with what we talk about, I think that my biggest thing is I always want to give somebody to listen to, like even when we talk about these topics and talk about anything on podcast, is that they get something from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I didn't like how we were talking about World Star and how everything was going on with that. They're like, oh damn, they used to have fight comps. Let me go back and find out what fight comps is. You know what I'm saying? Like you yeah. get something out of the pod, but like, you know, I've heard from other podcasters, like, I get disappointed when I hear people talk about like, oh, I pod because I want to put negative stuff out there because that's what people want is negative things. And I'm like, yeah, bruh, I don't want to be on your pod. I don't want to be a part of that. And like that really kind of takes away from the whole creative nature of podcasting, because I think, I mean, even radio, like radio and podcasting has an art to it. Like, I think like one of the biggest topics in like podcasting that really is really, really annoying is relationships. Like that is the most annoying. I think that's like a safe topic just to get people to be like, oh, I want to be on a podcast. Let's talk about relationships. Relationships, first and foremost, let me go ahead and nip this in the bud for everybody that listens to this. If you do a relationship podcast, you're only talking about the perspective that you have. Relationships are like algebra. A and B is always going to be a different Y, bro. Like, it's not always going to be the same thing. It's not going to be the same thing.
Yo!
You feel me?
I was not expecting that. Yo, Kev. Yo, Kev, write that.
I'm a genius, dog. Like, I got bars, dog.
Yo, we got two t-shirts this podcast already,
you
bro.
You know what I'm saying, like, man? Hold on, man. I got to put the sound box in there, man. For real, people gotta understand, like, it's everybody's perspective is different, but like, it's like everybody speaks in generality when it comes to these relationship pods, and they're like, I'm a creative because I can talk about love. And it's like, bro, everything's different, bro. Like, yo, some girls are gonna go half with their man, and they just understand that's what their relationship is. Maybe some dude's gonna trick off on you. Well, you're gonna have a little sugar mama who's gonna trick off on you. Like, it's everybody's predicament is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people in a poly, some people not in a poly. Like understand, like, don't push the narrative as that is correct. Like, everything that you say is correct. You know what I'm saying? That's what just blows me about, like, I mean, even that's what, to me, I look at that and I'm just like, we have general topics in the creative world that people like to take, and then, oh, I'm a creative. It's like, nah, but like, but if I listen to somebody else's podcast, Oh yeah, man. So my ex, that's why I look for another type of girl. Alright, bro. How many times I've heard this one before? You know what I'm saying? So yes, and I'm ranting.
Kev. One thing I've learned in my life, and my father, he's a twice divorced man. I love that man to death. Him and I, we've had our beef. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Anytime a man starts a conversation with, let me tell you about these women, that brother is hurt.
Yeah, bruh. Deeply. I think women too, though. Deeply. I think women too.
I wasn't done. Yeah, it goes both ways. And anytime a woman says, let me tell you about these men, that woman is hurt. And so it just sounds like a lot of hurt coming into the space trying to make a logical point about the hurt.
Right.
It's like we're mixing emotions and logic, and it doesn't make any sense. And so there's really no point in forcing itself to become something.
That's true.
It's just what you're saying.
And again, the only reason I bring that up is because I don't support it. Like, so when I talk to other people and they're like, yeah, let me listen to your pod, and I'm like, all right, cool. And then I'm like, all right, the first thing I hear is, What is this relationship? Da, da, da. Like Kamel. Kamel has a very unique way of doing her pod, Love Plays. It's a relationship podcast, but the relationships that she's talking about is like the love for your, like, her father, her friends, artists that she listens to, and stuff like that. That's different. You know what I'm saying? It's not about, man, these niggas ain't shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's different. Like, that's what I wanna see something or hear something that I've never seen before and get another unique perspective off of that person and be like, oh, cool. But if we're just gonna keep going back and forth in the gender war about how women ain't this and men ain't that, like, bro, I mean, shit, just go on with the World Star. We can hear about that all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just weird. What you think, Nat? What did you think about that?
I mean, you know, and I don't listen to a bunch of podcasts. I kind of catch them, so.
Right.
But I do come across what you're saying as far as, like, that beef between the males and the females. A lot of, and on the heterosexual side, that distance. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I can't really say too much about it because, like you said, I'll just turn it. I mean, if it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's not conducive, it's a lot of trauma bonding and stuff like that that's happening. So, yeah.
Oh, man, she said some real shit right then. Trauma bonding.
It's true. It's true. It's true, though, because the reason those things become somewhat popular, Cash, is someone says, yep, that's right. I know about that. That's what they do, vice versa. You know, so it's real.
Right. That's just like with like the blue check thing. Like, I guess it's for Instagram or Twitter or whatever. It's like people will literally pay for followers and likes and all this other stuff just to be like, hey, I got 13.1 million followers, you gotta listen to me, I gotta be talking some truth. You know, I'm like, nah. What, when has followers became the currency? You feel me? Like, I really think I have an old head mindset, because I'd be really looking at that like, those are irrelevant numbers to me, bro.
Well, why wouldn't you want to earn them? You know what I'm saying? Right, like, exactly. It's weird that you would want to pay for something that's not real. It's a delusion that you're paying for.
Yo, the modern crowd got 1,000 followers, bro. We not paying for 13 million. Like, yo, I think that's the stupidest thing to me. But, I mean, even so, even if you did earn 13 million followers, but I still think, like, that's still not a sense of currency. Now, don't get me wrong, it will get you into different opportunities and stuff like that, but I don't think because a lot of people follow you and what you're saying automatically makes you right. And that's what I think a lot of people are doing. And that's where for me, that's why I think the fake creative, like, we're creating fake narratives or, oh, I'm really this. Hey, okay, I got 13 million followers. I gotta take a picture by a Lambo. Like, if they don't see me by a Lambo, like, I'm not legit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really weird, bro. Like, I don't know. That's just my whole take on it. I mean, everybody podcasts, so hey, do your thing, bro. I'm just spitting my own bars, trying to come on my own album. So
outside the modern crowd, what's your, like, favorite? I'd say top two podcasts that you.
Oh, my boys. Oh, I'm glad you asked. One of my homeboys back home in Augusta, man. Sit Downs with Slim. That my boy Slim is on there. He's really one of the, I always shout him out, man. He's one of the first people that actually made me want a podcast because of just the style that he does it. And it's just real raw and, like, how the group of people that he's around, there's always a new story. And it's like a comedy and it's funny. And it's like, I'm like, damn, like, I like, we could podcast every single day and we might really have different stories and that we can, you know, preach out here or whatever. But it's just like the way they do it is so funny. I'm just like, yeah, bro, I can't help but keep watching this. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the second favorite podcast, let me see. I shouted out so many. I say Carlos's podcast. And the reason why, Preach the Peach, isn't that what is it? Yeah, Preach the Peach. His podcast, the reason why I like his podcast where he started back up is because he's seen what we were doing, and like he's told us plenty of times, he's like, man, y'all motivated me to do this. And like to see his journey from where he bought all this equipment to where he's at now, and like how he's created himself to be a businessman and actually do what he needs to do, is so, it's like watching a child like become a grown adult. Like, not saying Carlos gonna whoop my ass, but it's like really watching somebody like grow and develop. Like, I see him seeing a different perspective. It's like, yo, that's my boy. I'm really proud of seeing somebody do that. So out of those two, yeah, I think those are the top two for me. You have any favorite podcasts whatsoever?
I mean, well, when I catch them, I do watch, like, you know, the typical pop, like Drink Champs or like that. What's Gilly and Wallow?
Oh, $1 Million Worth of Game.
Yeah. They entertain them. And The Reed, too. I don't know if y'all familiar with The Reed, but it's
like, I haven't seen that one, but I might list that.
And I stopped, though, because he kind of bothered me. It's the Charlemagne and the white boy, I forgot his name.
Oh, you're talking about Brilliant Idiots.
Yeah.
Brilliant Idiots.
Yeah, Charlemagne is very love hate, so I have to take that break.
I think he has his whole fan base is like that too.
I'm not gonna lie,
that's one of my if we talk about popular ones, that's one of my favorites too. But yeah, like sometimes I listen to it and I'm like, I can't listen to this shit kind
of
wild. Yeah,
but it's fair because I just rewatched the video of like him and Lil Mama, and I was like, this dude. And I know he's grown. Like, I know he's grown, but I was just like,
yeah, you wildin'.
Ooh, this is bad. But then I watched the Beanie Siegel response.
Oh, yeah, he came back, boy. Yeah. Shout out to Benny Siegel, because he definitely defended her, boy. Like, the Charlemagne was wild back then, boy.
Yeah, wow. But he has grown. I'll give him that. Like, word. Yeah.
What about you, Rudolph?
I got a question.
Go ahead.
I was about to say the same thing regarding the Brilliant Idiots. I actually really like that podcast, but there's something I've seen in terms of Charlemagne's career. There's been kind of like a switch. And what do y'all think caused that switch?
Money.
I think money, and also almost being canceled. Like, yo, he was definitely on the road of getting canceled. And honestly, again, I don't believe in cancel culture, because I think it's like a temporary thing. But I think he started realizing, like, damn, folks are really pulling up a lot of dirt on me. Like, hey, you know, I need to chill the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just don't carry his heat the same. Like, to me, he's not equal.
Right.
Like, that's my only biggest thing. Like, if you're going to be giving it to people, give it to everybody the exact same.
Right.
So that's, you know,
and that's one of those things, like, he tests the water to see if you can handle, like, kids, like, they, like, we were saying that today at the career fair. We're like, yeah, some of these kids they're going to look you in your eyes, and you just have to look into their souls and let you know, I'm not the one to play with. But like, I think Charlemagne did the same thing. Like, he's going to throw those little jabs at you, and if you're getting mad at the jabs and it's entertaining to him, he's ready to take it to a whole nother level, because he knows I can get contact out of you, because you already getting mad or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
smart man, though, you know. Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But Rudolph, do you have any favorite podcasts?
Yeah, man. Very much on the same note as you with the Preach to Peach podcast. Shout out to Carlos, man. He's done such amazing things with that podcast. And to your fiance's podcast, Black Picture Podcast. I think that's so dope that that's been created, that we're able to watch movies and then talk about them and kind of even go deeper into the people who created it, the producing team, the directing team, and all those things. Because we don't just talk about the movie, we talk about the directors and actors as well. So I think that's really cool. But I'm also a movie nerd. I love movies. I love acting. And word. So those are some of my favorite ones.
We was talking about Marvel earlier, man. This guy was actually on a Marvel movie. He was on freaking Black Panther 2. He's over here trying to be audience and shit. Yeah.
Hey, you don't have to hit the little mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, we got to hit that for that, man. My boy Rudolph on Black Panther 2, man. I accidentally pushed the game show button, but whatever,
It's a mix. I'll take it. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate the love. I have been very humble about it. Just, it was one of those things that happened during one of the craziest times of my life, so I'm still kind of, you know, trying to accept it for what it is, but yeah, very much appreciate it, man. Thank you.
It's real, though. Nah, I just watched it, too. So,
Yeah, this man's still probably going to be mad at me. We still haven't watched it yet. But I've seen his scene so many times. I just haven't seen the movie yet, so I gotta watch the movie. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna tell you how I'm gonna watch it, though. I'm not gonna tell y'all how I'm gonna watch it, but I gotta watch it.
Hey, look, Kev, I got Disney Plus, bro. You ain't got to.
Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure, man.
I got you, bro.
I don't need the movie police coming and trying to pull up in my crib. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man.
Hey, yo, real quick. Y'all remember those commercials? The piracy is a crime. It's like, like those really crazy. Yo. What happened to those commercials, man?
They couldn't stop it.
Yeah, right. The bootleg man is the goat in the hood, bro. No, like he is a hero in the hood, bro. Like the man.
That's a fact.
For sure. You know, if you ain't never had a bootleg leg. Goddamn, I'm still fucking it up. Bootman. You know, fuck it.
Bootleg man.
Yeah, I know what the fuck I was trying to say.
Bootleg man, bro. One word at a time, bro.
But yeah, if y'all ain't had one in y'all neighborhood, you weren't in the hood, bro. I'm just gonna tell you that.
I had an uncle. I'm not gonna say his name nor where he's located.
Yeah, don't do that.
That had every single movie. And remember those like blank DVD? Things that, bro, he would write it in Sharpie what movie was what. And I tell you, I've never missed a movie release during the years of 2000 to 2007. Like, I've seen all those movies, bro, when they came out.
Were they
so
good?
So shout out to my uncle.
Or were, like, people standing up and, like, going to the bathroom and you could hear everybody laughing?
Oh, he had the good copies.
I'm going to say 90-10. I'm going to say DVD style quality was, like, 90%, 10%.
Damn,
if it was like fresh,
oh, he was
if
the
it was
goat.
Like fresh out, if it was like fresh out, like, hey, bro, I got the latest. Yeah, you gonna see somebody stand up and walk across the room,
but
like that.
It's so
yeah,
it's
but
so,
that okay. That barely happened.
Now I'm saying
that barely happened.
It's so crazy when the Fire Stick came. Woo. That hustle went away quick. Like, that hustle got killed. Just that just lets you know how fast like shit changes in the world, bro.
You
like,
get the director's cut with the Fire Stick.
Your facts.
So it's different.
Man, yo, shout out to the Fire Stick. It changed the game, man. Yeah. For real. But man, we're gonna go ahead and get into this last topic, man. It's Women History Month, you know what I'm saying? This is the last day of it. Ooh. So I gotta go ahead and shout out the women, you know, for sure, because yo, I was reading an article about two girls in New Orleans that actually went ahead and solved the math problem that hasn't been solved in 2,000 years. I thought that was fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm about to
Hey man, you gotta clap soundtrack.
Man, I only got the horn right now. We're gonna get the claps later. You know what
close
I'm saying?
Close enough.
But nah, real shit. Like that shit is crazy. Like for I know they were teens. I didn't know how old they were, but for them to solve a math problem that's 2000, I didn't even know there was a math problem that hasn't been solved yet. You know what I'm saying? And for them to actually solve that shit, that's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy.
Well, to be fair, it was a theory. It was a Pythagorean theorem. Look at me, I'm having the same trouble you were.
Yeah, see, right, yo.
And they were able to prove it. And Pythagoras was one of the master mathematics of his time. He was like an ancient kind of, I don't know if I'd call him a high priest. I think he was a high priest, actually. He was one of the mathematical geniuses. And he was one of the people who kept developing mathematical theories, including trigonometry. And also, he was very heightened spiritually and all those things, too. And one of his theories, which was the basis of trigonometry and calculus, was just never proven. It was just a theory. And so these women were able to prove it after 2,000 years. But Jesus was still carpenting when that theory was out. And he was performing miracles.
Beautiful.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Bro, I'm
amazing
like...
thing to see.
You know, that's real shit because, man... I wish I was smart enough to. I always wanted to win the spelling bee ever since I saw it was on ESPN. But bruh, back in elementary and middle school, boy, they used to do like the pre-draft for spelling bees. But should I get up there? Your word is appreciate. Shit, I'm gonna go ahead and sit down. I couldn't do it, man. Like it takes a lot of focus. I mean, just to math, spelling, yeah. All that shit, man. I'm glad I graduated high school and college, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to those websites. But yeah, it was, those classes, and for them, I mean, again, it's just mind-blowing to know they were able to do that. Like, bruh, when I was in algebra and all that other stuff, especially in college, man, I did it to pass, but I never thought, like, in life that would make, like, if I would have known there was a 2,000-year-old, like, something to prove like that, man, shit, I could have been in the record books or something, but look at me, I was watching World Star. Like, I was worried about fight comps. I wasn't worried about math, you know what I'm saying?
So, something to learn from everything, you know?
Yeah, for sure, so. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's pretty much all I got, man. This was very entertaining. We gotta have Nat on. Nat, you gotta be a person on the pod. It gotta be us three from now on. Like, it's
well,
gotta.
Thank y'all for having me, man. I appreciate it. I'm on here with Kev and a celebrity on Wakanda.
Yeah, you know he. It's like, I'm his manager, by the way. So if you want my boy Rudolph, you know what I'm saying, you gotta drop a grand and 10 grand on me, and then we go ahead and talk that business afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Wait. So you get 10 G's. What I get?
Shoot, we're gonna talk about that later, but
yo,
I gotta eat, dog. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta eat.
Shoot, hey, but I got some ramen noodles, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I got you, bro. Life is hard.
Real quick, before we wrap this up, I think it's really ironic that the name of the high school these ladies went to was St. Mary's, and that theory's been trying to be proven since the time of Jesus.
That's crazy.
You right? That is a good.
On Women's History Month, bro. That shit on crazy. Women's History Month. Boy,
there you go.
They come in threes, dog. They come in threes.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
But shoot, man, y'all already know, man. This, you know, what y'all got any last words before we get off this pod?
I got the same ones as always, man. Hug your loved ones. Tell the people you love that you love them. And always do your best.
All right, Nat, you got anything you want to say?
Well, you know, bye. Hope everybody has a wonderful weekend, and thanks for listening to me.
Word. You're going to hear some more of Nat, man. We're going to have Nat on the podcast from now on, man. Like, she definitely balances the energy on this, man, because, me and Rudolph be going at it. So, like, you could be in here and balance the energy for us. You know what I'm saying? But you already know, man, it's your boy Kev, always been a Don. And, of course, this is Modern Crowd Podcast. Make sure you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, listening on moderncrowd.com. The next episode we're gonna make sure we're gonna do video, man. We've been doing so much audio, I'm just like, nah, we gotta do a video next time. You know what I'm saying? See my face, you know, see my perfect smile, you know, my boy even Black Panther, so y'all can look at him Black Panther. See Nat, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nat gonna be on all the Modern Crowd shit. So yeah, we're gonna be on a video next time, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the school that I went to, some middle school down in goddamn, I forgot the name of it, man. But I'm gonna put it in the description so y'all can check it out, you know what I'm saying? I be forgetting shit. It's at the end of the day. It's Friday. It's about to be spring break. You know, I'm about to be partying, drink some 1800, all that, hey, all that whole lot of gang shit. I learned that today, by the way. but yeah, man, make sure y'all check the Modern Crowd out, man. Get you some merch. You know what I'm saying? It helps us create more. Listen to this podcast, listen to other podcasts on our network. And, you know, like, we want to be real creative. So, yeah, we need bread. You know what I'm saying? We can't eat bread unless we get bread. You feel me? Like, yo, bars. But outside of that, yeah, that's the end of this episode, man. Make sure you check this shit out in other episodes. Catch y'all later. But y'all told me in due time to have patience. So I'm burning them trees, you know it's fire. Another split of the head to get me higher. My eyes bloodshot red, bone ripped to the head. Burning them trees, you know it's fire. Me give you good love, girl. Can't nobody ever take your place. You never worry about them things that them got to say. The way you move, I can't help myself. Wanting all of you, ain't for nobody else, so can I come over, so me I can show ya, I can make you scream, make you melt and control ya, got me touching places ain't nobody else heard of, bad shots, but them curves got me swerving, say you never met nobody like me, won't you get your plane, come and fly with me, yeah, out here and I'm chasing all my dreams, baby you're a favorite and you know just what I need. Trying to get to know me on the first name. She said she loved me from the first day. But why you love me from the first day? Cause I ain't like them other niggas, I'm the real thing, yeah. Burning them trees, you know it's fire.